Welcome on. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. This is part 8 of Paulus F. Falk's recollections of attending Elkhorn College. It is the fall of 1912, and Paulus has just returned to the school for his second year after staying out for a year to work. At dinner, we were introduced to the rest of the faculty and also met several of the whole year students that lived in the dorm. Among these was my friend Gerhard's sister, Ellen. In the afternoon, we got to see my sister when she came over for class from the home where she was boarding. I also got to see several of my schoolmates from previous years. Among these were three of Pastor Gerisold's children, so that this year we were seven pastor's children, three Gerisolds, two Kierkegaards, and two Falks. I might mention here that Professor Jewell's wife was a pastor's daughter. Her father was Reverend Hillerup Jorgensen, one of our pioneer pastors. We also saw our genial cook, Marie Fries, and I knew we were in for well-prepared food again. Later that day, Lewis and I contacted Professor Jewell, made our advance a payment, and informed him of our choice of room and our wish to room together, which he granted. We also located Mr. Debel, since he had impressed us very favorably, and we wanted to take classes from him. We found out that he was to teach bookkeeping, commercial law, civics, and commercial arithmetic, and was also to help with the beginner's English classes. Lewis and I took commercial law, civics, and commercial arithmetic. I had no classes with Professor Jewell. According to my sister, he was a very able teacher, and she was very well pleased with his instruction. We enjoyed our subjects with Mr. Debel very much, especially commercial law. He had a legal bent of mind, and law was his goal in life. We had some interesting discussions, especially in regards to assumed cases. We were three in that class, Gerhard Kierkegaard, my roommate Louis Jorgensen, and myself. The curriculum of the school was divided into five departments: academic, commercial, elementary, beginner's English for newcomers or immigrants, and music. Professor Jewell had the same idea as Reverend Lauritsen had, to develop a strong academic department so that the youths of Elkhorn and others could complete their secondary education at the college. However, the lack of finances and the building of a high school put an end to that dream. We were 71 students that year, based on a picture of the student body of 1912-13. There were three seniors and three juniors in the academic department, which was taught by Professor Jewell and Ms. Honos. Ms. Onsine had the elementary department. Beginner's English was taught by Mr. Debel and Professor Jewell. Mr. Debel was an immigrant himself, so he was well fitted to teach the greenhorns. The next day, a number of students arrived by train, and some also arrived by horse-drawn vehicles from the surrounding territory. By December 1st, the rooms were pretty well taken. Two tables in the dining hall were completely filled and spilling over onto the third. A few more students dribbled in during the remainder of the month. Again, it was a very busy time for the faculty, teaching the regular classes and getting things organized for the winter term. As I recall, the regular classes for the winter students began on December 3rd, and by the end of that week, we were pretty well settled into our daily routine. By this time, I was getting basketball fever and went on the hunt for the old basketball. When we finally located it, it was in a sorry condition. Some of the seams had opened up and the bladder was leaking. We took the cover to the shoemaker, who sewed it up for us. We got some bicycle repair patches and fixed the bladder. So we had a basketball again, although it was somewhat out of shape. But it had to do, as the school did not supply sports equipment. I talked with Mr. Debel about organizing a team and asked him to play with us. He said he would rather not, as he had broken a leg the summer before and it still gave him some trouble. He told me to go ahead and get things started. I contacted a number of fellows. Some had had some basketball experience. Others had never had a hold of a basketball before. I managed to scrape enough together to get two teams organized as first and second teams. We'll continue with basketball and other things next week. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Ha det godt i dag.